This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at 3. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the 2-horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the 4-horse.
I like the 6, that's the horse, that's it.
I always bet on 5.
The number 1 horse.
I like the 4, number 4, 4.
I like the 6.
I like the 4 horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ.
I mean it, you are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabingian.
Welcome race fans to another great show here at Fairmont Park Racing. Hey, glad to have Mike back on board here. Mike, how you doing, pal?
Doing great. Trying to recover from Saturday night. I went out and celebrated all your hot picks.
Yeah, 4 out of 7. Four out of seven.
And you crushed them.
I trust them. And you know what? I had to pick. You know what? We'll get to that. Hey, folks, welcome back to another great episode of Race Day at Fairmont Park. And just a reminder for all you to go to our website at fairmontparkpodcast.com and check out our Facebook page at Fairmont Show to stay up to date with the latest in horse racing. And whenever you're out there listening to the show, check out iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, and go ahead and subscribe. You know, that's a big deal. If you guys subscribe, then you don't have to constantly look it up. I think you just did that, Mike.
Yeah,
you just subscribe to it, and it's real easy. And whenever it pops up, you got a new episode, you just listen to it. You don't have to dig through, try to find it. And when you guys are on there and you guys love our show, how about giving us a 5-star review here on iTunes or Facebook or whichever one? You know, that's really big for us. It shows the world out there that we are making a difference, and Fairmont Park is getting on the map here on racing. I don't think there's any podcast show out there, Mike.
I don't think so either. I've never seen one before.
Yeah, and okay, so check it out, and just tell your friends about it, and spread the word, and share our episodes. This Saturday, Mike, we had some races that I was pretty confident with. I really liked it. Let's start it off. Are you ready to start the show off?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. The first race was a 4,000 claimer?
Yep, 4,000 non-winners of 2.
All right, and the winners were Illinois Chrome by Molina and paid 5-1. The second place horse, that's the one I had, I think. President's Speech, and that was a 6. Went off at less than $2. I think $1.
Money.
Yeah, one to one. And Hootie Who. I think you were pretty high on Hootie Who at one time, weren't you? You mentioned his
last
name.
Last time he ran, he won.
So that was the number 3 horse, and it finished 3rd at 4-1. Let's see what we had on this one here. June 3, we had a 1-3-5. And look at that. We're in the in the basement there. You know, I took a shot with the 5. I thought, you know, the thing about it, Mike, that's an interesting thing here. When you're talking that low of claiming races, I mean, anything is possible, right?
Oh, anything is possible. And that race, that in particular horse there in that race, even though he went off at 18-1, he's proven he could run long before, and he's got a lot of speed going long. But if you look at the chart there, he broke bad. I think, if I remember correctly, he got pinched a little bit at the start, rushed to the front. First quarter mile, he was in front by 2. Got a little tired. You can keep your eye on that horse for the next time he runs. He'll probably be a lot better off.
Well, that's great. And he went off at 18-1. Second race here, we had, let's see what we got here. Second race, we've got Six furlong maiden claiming 4,000. Again, I think that's bottom barrel, right?
Yeah, bottom barrel. Hadn't won three in 2 years or never won four races lifetime.
We had in this one, we had the 5-2-6, and it became the 5-1-4, and that was Sing Kitty Sing, and it went off at 5-1, and I had that one on top. It looked like it reeled them in just the way it's supposed to look on the charts there.
Yeah, she ran the race. It looks like she could run on paper, and the one horse broke in front. She ran a big race. I look for her, even though she was a favorite last time, probably. Randazzo and Santiago was hooked up the last couple of weeks and had some winners.
Now you're talking about
the money in
Wee Wee Cherry.
Yes, Wee Wee Cherie.
Cherie, okay, mm-hmm. And that's the one horse that got second, and that went off a little below 2-1 there. And the four horse, Wake Up and Run by Molina, and it was near 5-1 on that one. So, you know, I'm glad I had the winner here at 5-1. People, 3-5 wide, edged ahead. And just you look at the charts there. That's what I like to see. Always gaining, always moving forward.
Right.
Perfect. Perfect. And the price tag on this one, 5-1. Can't beat it. $39 for a $2 exacta trifecta. 50 center, 5-1-4, $53. And the $1 daily double here, 2-5, $29. 10 cent super, 5-1-4-3, $41.
Yeah, it's a good payoff.
Respectable. Very respectable. We go to race number three here, and it's another 6 furlong maiden claiming 4,000. And what do we have here? We had the one horse DeCaro. I tell you what, I had this thing.
Last.
Yeah, possibly.
So did I. But one thing, this horse here last year, if you look back on his PPs, I think this is a horse of Randazzo's that he his first time lifetime start was in a stake race at Ellis Park. So evidently when he was a young horse, they had pretty high hopes on him, and but he hadn't showed anything in the last three starts, and where this come from, I don't know, but he woke up and figured out what the game was all about, and Francisco Giles did a good job. He's a young rider that was here a few years ago, has been out on the West Coast riding some, and has come back into town, and this kid can ride a little bit. Keep your eye on him.
Yeah, and two-horse Hide the Green, another hell of a good payoff here, 9-1, close to 10-1 there, and the three-horse Benny Special, it was at 3-1, and you know what? This is the type of payoff you look for.
Right.
This is the type of payoff you look for. Now, Mike, whenever a horse like this wins, now we're going into the state rules and all that. I mean, this horse looked like it was just down the stretch. It looked like it was opening up, and it really didn't ask it much. I know on the chart it says 1 by 1 3/4.
Right.
But it seemed like he had it all along.
He stole it. He stole the race from the half mile pole to the eighth pole.
Yeah, he sure did.
He opened up on them, and they just
now do they him. Check the for the people out there that are listening first time? Does a horse like this now get looked at really a little bit more by the stewards or anything like that, or the same? Same game plan as always.
Oh, I would say it's status quo. You just go on. It's a young horse, and sometimes it takes them two or three starts to know what it's all about.
Right. Well, let's see what the hell this paid off. This has got to be a good one here. The $2 exacta. Oh my God, here, Mike. Look at this. 1-2 paid $527. The 50 cent try. 1-2-3. $877. The 10 cent super, $1,776. The daily double, $609. And the pick three, $273 here.
Oh, yeah. Good payoffs there.
Very good payoff. Let's go to race number four. Race number four, we got a 6 furlong claiming 5,000. And what do I have here? I had a 1-3-5, and it ended up being a 1-4-3 Flying Phoebe. Phoebe, is it Phoebe?
Flying Phoebe, yeah.
Flying Phoebe. Then why the hell do they have an O there? I don't know why they do that to me.
I think that's how you spell feed.
Really?
I think so. Google search it.
Yeah, I don't know. Flying Phoebe won that one. Santiago on board. Went for what? A 150? One
to
one?
Yeah, she
was... one and a half to one?
Yeah, she was 8-5, I think.
8-5. And four horse, my foursome.
My 401k plan.
It didn't look like that from
no,
here.
No, the way the print is, it
yeah.
looks like foursome.
Well, my foursome. Yeah, my 401k plan, and that got second place here at 5-1, and the three horse Lake Snow at 8-1 here. And any surprises here at all, Mike?
None to me. I had Flying Phoebe. I figured that she would be awful tough again off her last win. The horse that runs second, my 401k plan. She's got a little bit of back class to her, and she's dropping down into 4,000. She looked like she could be second. The only thing that I seen that surprised me a little bit was the two horse, Daddy's Wildflower. I thought she would show a little bit more speed in this race and be a little stronger at the end, but she kind of fizzled out and finished fifth.
Right, right. Let me see here. What? How much was that? Was that a optional claiming? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I said claiming 5,000 here. That's a no go. That was the wrong. That was the wrong race I was looking at. How about that? let's look at this one here. Let's go to race number four. Race number four, and that is a. I think this was a. What was this? An optional. Allowance claimer?
No, this was a straight, or it wasn't a straight. It was non-winners of 2 and 2 years or never win three life.
Right, right. This is a claiming 3,200, right?
Yes.
Okay, 6 furlong. And on this one here, we're on the right one here, right? We got the two. She's too young for you, bro. This horse is constantly there. I don't know why I go against this horse all the time. And I don't know. He always proves me wrong.
Yeah, Ralph's had that horse quite a long time, and he's always ready when he does run him. And he figured in this race, along with the rail horse Jaguar Ridge, unfortunately for him, he stumbled just after the start and lost Jock Santiago and ran around the racetrack loose.
Right, that's what I had. I had Jaguar Ridge on top, followed by She's Too Young for You, Bro, and I had the 7 Artemis Joy, mm-hmm. And Artemis is still running around the track somewhere. She's Too Young for You, Bro. Went off at 1-1. The 6-horse Mighty Gideon went off at 10-1, and the 4-horse Stray Halen 12-1. You know, it's a shame. It's a real shame that Jaguar Ridge, something like that happens, because you know a lot of people, they didn't buy into any other horse here. They looked at these two horses both going off nearly 1-1.
Yes,
this was supposed to be their exacta payoff here.
Yeah, that very few exactas I bet was hit in that race. And for you people out there that's going to be looking at the PPs the next time this bunch of horses run, you can look at the time and throw it out the window, because the horse that lost the rider at the start ended up going to the front and was in front of the actual winner, She's Too Young for You, Bro, by about 12 lengths. So that time you can throw out.
Why is that? I mean,
they break the beam.
They break the beam.
They broke the, you know, he broke the beam when he crossed the finish line.
Yeah, so. I'm glad you told us that. Wow, I didn't know that. And that paid 2.6 on a $2 exacta, $46.40. The 50-cent try. We've got 2.64, $42, 10 cents super, 2.64, $3.49, and pick three here, 1.12, $192. The pick threes are paying here, folks. That's good to see. Our sixth race, let's go to sixth race here, and that's claiming 4,000. And I had this one as my best play of the day.
Good pick.
Yeah, I like this one, and you know, it went off at 2-1. It had a hard loss to digest last time out.
Yes, yes.
And I just think the connections being Tryon and Santiago, I don't think these two forget stuff like that. And they came back and they took care of business. It ended up being a 6-3-4. And Insaninator won it, and followed by the three-horse Donnie Don. By here's that kid again making some noise, Giles.
Yep,
Francisco Giles at 10-1, near 11-1 here. He's working that horse really well and got second place prize. And the four horse here, Just Sky, by Bilby, 3-1, and just it went out just the way it's supposed to. I had on this one though, I had a 6-4-7, and that three snuck in there. Screwed up my trifecta. But you know what? What I always do, Mike, on the trifectas, on the tip sheet and all that, I get four horses.
Right.
I get four. If it's over, like, seven horses in that field, I get four horses for them to box.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, so we did hit the trifecta here. I think we did. No, we didn't. We didn't have the damn three. The hell am I saying? Anyway, let's see what this paid off here. The 6-3 paid $91 on a $2 exacta. 50-cent try, 6-3-4, $86.55. The super, 6-3-4-7, $141. And pick 3, 50-center, 1-2-1.
That's a real healthy exacta for the favorite winning the race.
Yeah, $91. Can you believe that?
No, that's a good one there.
Yeah. Well, the pick 3 only paid... on the dollar aspect, about $30. So, it's interesting. That is a lot of money on that.
Yes,
$91
it is.
On a $2. That's $46. $41.
Yep.
Or no, $46. I don't know. On a $1 exacta.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to race number 7 here. Race number 7. We've got 6 furlong claiming 3,200. And I picked this one as well. I had the Smart Alex Posse followed by the 8 Garland Spirit and the 6 horse Big Man Hungate. And Big Man Hungate is still out there. If you see him, corral him up and send him to your stable back at Fairmont Park. God, how the hell do I pick those two other clowns? But in any case, I had Smart Alex Posse to win this one. So did everybody else. I had 4 out of 7 that day. I'm happy. Yeah, you got to have
happy.
A little amnesia in this game.
That's right.
And you got a little connection with this horse as well, don't you?
Yeah, my wife owns half that horse. Very proud of her.
Want to give her a shout out? Maybe her name?
Lori. Plasters.
Yep. There you go. Lori Plasters.
Everybody knows her as Sis.
Yep, Sis. Congratulations. Horse ran a great race.
Yeah, he did. He ran a good race. Victor did a good job. He got away last, next to last, back here in the back, and just let him relax and kind of circle the field. And
that's what Victor was talking about when we had him on the show. I really dictate what the horse wants to do.
Well, the horse dictates what he does. So
right.
That's how you got to ride. You know, you never know what's going to happen when the gates open.
But he said, I don't try to fight the horse.
No.
If the horse wants to go, let him go a little bit and casually. I mean, it's not all just whipping the horse's ass and trying to get to the finish line, you know? So that's what we had here. And that pick 4. The hell of a pick 4 that pay off there. 1-2-1 with a 6-7, $20. That ain't nothing.
No, a lot of favorites. A
lot of favorites there. But the exacta paid $26 on the 7-1. Trifecta 7-1-2, $30. And the superfecta here, 7-1-2-4. And the second place horse was Street Rage by Victor Bailon. And that's a big thing there. I mean, 14, near 15-1 coming in second. That's a great ride. And Kid Paradise, again, our newcomer here, Francisco Giles, getting the job done on these long shots at 11.90, close to 12-1 there.
Yeah, just like I said earlier, you gamblers out there, keep your eye on this kid because he can ride and he'll give you 100%, and he don't care if they're 50-1 or 1-5. He's going to give you a good ride.
Well, that concludes our Saturday racing here, and now we're looking forward to big racing on tomorrow. Tomorrow, matinee racing.
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock.
And we got our first race here, a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. What do you think about this race here, Mike?
Well, I think it's kind of a wide-open race, but I do like the two-horse Pasha's Road. Steve Manley, Juan Molina. Steve's going to his go-to rider here. I like this horse's last couple of races, and I just think he's the horse to beat. Followed by the two, Cruisin' Oaky. And then I'm going to go to the inside with Nashua.
Cruisin' Oaky's the three.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Not a problem. And who is your third place?
The one, Nashua.
Nashua. All right. I kind of flipped things around here, my friend. I'm going with the three horse, Cruisin' Oaky. And that's Baylon on the horse. And here I am. I've always looked at it like I go with the class, and now something's throwing me on a different route here. The numbers are all pointing to Cruisin' Oaky for me on my power numbers that I do my betting with. And Pasha's Road, I got going second. This is a nice exacta box, my friend. If you guys want to go exacta box on this one, Mike's going with the two. I'm going with the three, and we both have it 2-3 or 3-2. My third-place horse is Runaway Market. And that's the four horse. And I say just throw that last race out there. Throw that last race out. Well, that was
2 years
that
ago.
That was 2 years ago. Yeah, let's throw the whole damn thing out. But, yeah, I just think that this horse, from what I'm seeing here, is going to have enough for third. That's what I got here.
It won't take a lot for third in here.
Yeah, it really won't. I think if we mount a horse, we may get third on this one. All right, so that's what we have on this one. Let's go to race number two. Race number two, we got a 6-furlong maiden claiming 4,000. Oh, yeah, this is nice. You know what? When I do these races, Mike, I get a little headache.
Oh, yeah.
I picked up a little headache on this one. On this race here, I'll start this one off. I've got the... I got the five named after me. And you know what? Is it right to say you just want to see a horse with some sort of passion, some sort of ending on races like this? Yeah, want to see something that is going to show like it's finishing the job off. And that's what I have on this one. Two starts back. He's had what, five starts on in 2017. Two starts back, he lost by a half a length. I don't know. I'm gonna buy into it. And the morning line people came up with a bet maker. Oddsmakers came up with a 9-5 play on this one. I got that one on top, followed by I think it's Scoro.
Scoro, yeah, the two, yeah,
the two horse, and that's going off at 2-1. And the thing that bothers me on this one is it's a state bred, but I'm saying the Indiana state bred, what do you think? Is that a little bit better fields than Illinois bottom?
Are
about the same.
Used to be the Indiana breds, when they'd come in Illinois, they would take a pretty good Indiana bred to win. But in this field here, this five horse, I've rode this horse with my jockeys. I don't know, Victor's probably rode her six or seven times. She's burned a lot of money. She's always, you know, she's always right there, it seems like, but she just don't have that will to win. But with that being said, the two horse is the only horse on paper that looks like that she could beat her. The rest of them, I think it's going to be...
What do you have for the third spot?
Mike Durham, Tis a Hissy Fit.
That's what I got. That's what I got.
And the first two, you can go 2-5, 5-2, however you want to do it. But I think them's the two horses, and Tis a Hissy Fit, the six for third.
See that? And you're saying this would be a good exacta?
I don't know if I would play an exacta. What I think I would do, and is this superfecta betting in this race, or is it try?
Yeah, you know what? I think we went to that format now to where we can go superfecta on every race.
You know, for a 10-cent super vector, let's just flip-flop the 2 and the 5 on top and box the field underneath and probably spend $14 total and maybe have something come in and give us a little bit of money.
Well, that sounds like a winner to me, pal. That's a good play. All right, so that's what we have, and let's run off to the third race here. And this is a 6 furlong. Man, he's just coming right back. Rogers just putting these maiden claimers right back.
But that's good because every time the maiden wins, you get an on two. You got a graduation for the next condition.
You do. You do. And this is a 6 furlong maiden claiming 4,000. And what do we got here on this one, Mike?
I'm going to look to the outside, Summy Baby. I think she makes up for the way she run last time. I look for this filly to run big today. Scott Vector has switched and went to Victor Bailon on this filly. Maybe he's can wake her up a little bit, and he's dropping her in down there in Illinois Maiden claiming 4. And he's not worried about anything, but he's just wanting to win the race, and I think she gets the job done. I've got her on top with Betty's Bullet, the 6 horse, with Jerry Hammond and Uriel Lopez. And I went with James Watkins, Doris Stella for 3rd with Eugenio Velasquez.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mike, whenever you see a big drop like this, I mean, the horse ran 25,000 up at Hawthorne, maiden, ran another 25, ran a 15, and now it gets to the real extreme and they drop it down to 4,000. Now, does that throw a red flag to the bettor that, hey, you know what? I always look at the horse on the drop, but this drastic of a drop makes me put up a red flag and say, you know what? The trainer, the owner, they don't want nothing to do with this horse anymore. Well, they'd like to get rid of it.
In this in particular case, if you look for the two 25,000s that she ran the first two times in her life, that was a straight two-year-old race. Two-year-olds only run against two-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And in Chicago, 25,000 is the bottom. So when you run a two-year-old for 25,000, that is the bottom. That is no difference than running a three-year-old for 4 here. The bottom's the bottom no matter what racetrack you're in.
Okay.
This is the price tag. And very seldom do you don't never see a maiden claiming two-year-old race for 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you look to her second start back of this year, maiden claiming 15 at Hawthorne, that's three-year-olds and up.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom up there for three-year-olds and up is 7,500. So he didn't go all the way to the bottom, but he kind of met it halfway. And she run a disappointing 7th, got beat 6 1/4. Then he come to Fairmont and run her for maiden, the same kind of race she's in here. I don't know what happened to her that day. She might not like the track. I know that the time is very slow, 5.5 and 109.3. They have worked on the track for all you people out there. They did some work on it over the weekend. The track played a lot faster Saturday night than it has been all year long. And I think that this filly will jump out there. She's got some good early speed, and I think she jumps out and wires this field.
Okay, and who do you have 2nd and 3rd?
For 2nd, I had Betty's Bullet.
Okay, yeah.
The 6 horse, and all Doris Stella, the 5 is for 3rd.
Okay, well, you know what? I went a little different here, my friend, because I'm not buying it this summer baby horse or Summy Baby. I'm tired of giving this horse all the money, and then it just takes it and leaves. This is 4 races in a row right now where it's the chalk.
Yes.
Everyone's played this horse, and they've been disappointed. Mighty Casey keeps striking out here. And I'm not buying it, my friends. I'm going a different route here, and that's a route I'm taking with the 1 horse. The 1 horse, she's a friendly ghost here. I'm taking a 5-1 flyer here. This is the type of horse that I like. I like seeing the maiden special weight, 8,000. Now they brought it down to a level that they feel the horse can be competitive. They're not taking the horse down saying that, hey, you know what, we're giving up on it. Or in my mind, what you just said, it makes sense too. But I just feel that this is the type of horse that prevails on this one. I think the drop is a gradual drop on this. He's showing to you on paper that what she's doing right there. I mean, I like it. I like she's a friendly ghost at 5-1 here on top. And what do you see anything with this, Mike, that you're not a fan of?
No, I don't see nothing that discouraged me from betting this horse. I just didn't go with this horse. I see your point, and she is dropping in from maiden special. They thought enough of her to try her in a maiden special weight the last time. So evidently Mr. Campbell's decided he's going to go down to the bottom and try to get a win. And I would say she's a very good pick in here.
Yeah, I like the horse. And my second place horse here, I'm going with the 7. I think the 7 will come through with the crowd's money again at 2-1. And I'm buying into the third place horse. I'm going with Betty's Bullet. Betty's Bullet. That's what we have on this one. And let's see Betty's Bullet here. If I can pull it up. Betty's Bullet. I mean, the horse likes to come come from behind on one race at 5-2. I don't know. State bred, a maiden claiming 4,000. That's pretty.
Now, the last start's a little deceiving there. You see she run fourth, got beat 14 length, and Daddy was a hustler. I can't remember how much that filly won by, but I know she won by, I'm going to say, 6 or 7.
Oh.
6, 7, maybe even 8 lengths. 9 lengths she won by. So she only got beat for the win for, you know, by 5 lengths. And then the second place horse went or was second by 4.25. So she was within 4.5 lengths of the second place horse, and she figures in here as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to the what number is this? The fifth race, is it?
This is the race four.
Race 4. And this is a claiming 5,000 going 6 furlongs. And if I can just move this damn thing over a little bit here, I'd give it to you. I got on this one, I got Little Ike, the one horse here. I like Little Ike. De Leon's on this horse. Becker, 8-5. Nice resume. Looks like he's ready to finish the deal here. Twice now, the last two races, given everything it's got, and just ended up losing both of them. I don't know. I'm not buying into that one. I like what I'm seeing here. I got the 1 on top with Little Ike, followed by the 3, and that is, if I can just move this damn thing over. Just
Royal Commish.
Royal Commish, and that's Balaam Becker again at 7-5. This is the one that I'm kind of looking at this, Mike, and going, how does he make that one the 7-5 when the 1's got more class to me than the 3?
I don't know. It could be, when they make the morning line, a lot of people don't know this, but they don't necessarily make the morning line by who they think is going to win, run second, or run third. What they do is go by what they perceive the betting public to bet. And maybe because of Balon is riding for Becker in this race with this Royal Commish, he is a local jock that's been riding here all year long. And it looks like Scotty picked him to ride this horse and then put De Leon, which travels here once a week and just rides on Tuesday, to put him on the other. You don't know what the thought process is right there. But, both of his horses in that race will be very, very tough to beat.
Very tough to beat. And the 5 horse I got coming in third, Looking for Love. And this horse here, well, what can you say? I mean, pure, just a blue-collar type of horse that – likes to get his hands dirty and gets in the thick of things too. I mean, the horse never gives up trying, and I kind of like it. I on the format here, it's gonna take a lot. Now you look at this, Mike. I don't know how the public sees it, but I see it like the 1 and the 3 seems like, is one of them going to drop back at all, or are they can't challenge each other? It's the same barn, is what I'm saying. So
right.
it's almost like one of them's got to stay back a little bit just to make a move at the end or whatever. You don't want two of your stablemates burning each other out. And this is the candidate here, this 5 horse that can very easily just kick back with a telescope and say, you know what, I'm just gonna see these two wear each other out, but it may not be like that.
It won't unfold like that. Wait, not unless something at the break happens, if somebody stumbles, gets left, rares at the start. I would say what will probably unfold here will be the Royal Commish horse going to the front because for the simple fact that Little Ike does run long. He can run short, the one horse, but I would say Becker will give the instructions to the jocks. Balon will be forwardly placed with Royal Commish. De Leon's not going to be sitting too far off of him. He'll sit 3 or 4 lengths back there and probably will be laying second Dr. Leakey will be laying in there a little closer. Santiago will be sitting in the back. Him and See You Later By, the two horse, will be at the back of the field. And if they leave Royal Commish alone on the front end, he'll be extremely hard to beat.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you on that. And we're moving on to the fifth race here, my friends. The fifth race, if I can pull this one up. And the fifth race, let's scroll down here to the fifth race. See, the screen keeps giving out on me, folks. That's why I'm kind of looking dismayed on what's going on here. We got a 1 mile, maiden claiming, 4,000. And, Mike, you want to start this one off?
Yeah, I went with the five-horse Navaja's Reign, Mike Campbell and Juan Molina Jr. She ran last time out. She ran going long, and she faded, got a little tired at the end. But I think it sets her up perfectly for this race. I think she'll be fit and ready to go this week. And I'm going to throw Eddie Essenprice, What's You Doing? Eddie's real good with these young horses, especially when they're getting ready to go long. Him and Bilby hooks up his regular rider. I'm looking for Eddie to – he's not been – I don't want to call it a slump, but, you know, in years past, Eddie's always one of the leading trainers here, and it takes his horses just a start or two usually to be top tip shape, and I think we're about ready to see him just come unglued and start winning a bunch of races, as well as Durham. You know, I got his horse Dreaming of Repent for third. You know, Mike's always sitting second and third in the standings. Another route trainer, I call him, you know, they train horses to go long, and they do an excellent job with them. Dreaming of Repent, I think her odds are pretty long. I don't know exactly what they are, but yeah, she's 15-1. He switched up. He went took De Leon off and went back to his regular rider Balon in this start. Maybe a change of hands can change things. And if you look back two starts, she got beat three lengths. So I look for this filly to wake up and maybe hit the board.
At 15-1.
Yes.
15-1. That's interesting. I went with the six horse here. I had the Heart of Emily on top. And I like what I'm seeing here on the aspect of we've got the numbers. I got these special numbers that I got, Mike. And I look for front speed. I look for power. I look for I generate all of it together here. And this is what the mad scientist Jono came up with here. I got the Heart of Emily winning this race at 5-1. You know, I'm form here. It's hard to buy into. I get you. But again, the horse is all about going this distance.
Yes.
And that's what I look at. And I think in this line here with a maiden claiming 4,000, you're going to have to buy into a horse that runs this all the time. And that's what I did. I that's the route I'm taking here. I'm taking a six followed by the four horse. What's You Doing? And that's the 2-1 horse there. And my third place horse, I got, what is that? The five horse Navajas or Navajas?
Navajas Reign.
Yeah, that's who I got on that one. So I got another surprise horse on this one. I'm looking at experience here. I'm looking at the horse that's run it like, well, how many times have we got this horse?
22.
22 times. Maybe the 23, Michael Jordan here.
Yeah, maybe so.
That's what I'm looking at here. It may have taken 23 starts, but this one, I feel, you know what, let's give it the thumbs up here and let's roll with it. So that's what we have. I had the 6-4-5. What do you have?
I had the 5-4-3.
Okay. And now we go to the sixth race. We got an allowance optional claiming 5,000. And that's 6 furlongs. And I'll start this one off here. I went with Elizabeth Fever. And that's 8-5 horse. Wow. I mean, last outing. How can you not look at that? I mean, did everything right there. We got an 8-5 there, followed by the 3 horse, maybe a suspect. And I like this horse too. You know, I'm not a big fan of the whole two life. That's all this horse seems to be running here. That may, I don't know.
That's going to come into play here.
Yeah, that comes in a big play here. I don't know what the hell I was looking at. Maybe I'm wrong on that one. And I got the one horse Arctic Vortex here. I just think that this horse has got a lot of class. I mean,
oh, yeah, she does.
Estate bred here, but allowance $28,000. Now you're taking on some good foes here.
Right.
So, yeah. That's what I got. I got – well, let's change this whole three thing around. Let's drop the three in the third spot here. I got the one. I got a 5-1-3 is what I got.
5-1-3. Okay. I can't argue with you too much on the Elizabeth Fever horse, but I'm going to go different route here. That last race she won on the front end, and that race, I remember, she caught a flyer leaving the gate, and I don't know, it looked like she had a head start almost. I know she didn't. If you look at the time, 23-2, going 5.5 was the first split. That's not real fast. 47-4 for the half. So she inherited a real easy lead, and she's got a lot of back class, and that enabled her to win pretty handily. I don't think that's going to happen this time, because if you look at the three horse, the two horse, Reality Ian. Look back at her starts at Oaklawn Park. She's been running against better horses, and I know she was in this race the last time. She didn't get away from the gate well. She kind of got pinched in between horses, but I think Santiago is going to send her out of there. He's rode Elizabeth's Fever before in Chicago. He knows that she doesn't need the lead, and probably Balon won't ask her for the lead. But I look for him to leave with the Reality Ian and go to the front, and at 10-1, I look for her to run to pull the upset in this race. And for second, I went Arctic Vortex, the one horse with Manley and Molina. And for third, I used Elizabeth Fever.
Okay. Well, makes sense. Makes sense. All right. Let's go to race number 7. We got a 6-furlong. By the way, that was a 10-1 that Mike's got on top for 6th race here, folks. Underline that one and circle it. 7th race, we got a 6-furlong claiming 4,000. And give me your top four here. I always like to end it on the superfecta.
Top four, okay. I'm going to go on the outside. First time Lasix for Morning Lover Rambo. He's run some good races, and he's had a win and a second his last two starts. He was up by 3 the last start in this same bunch, 4,000 non-winners of 2, and he got beat a length and 3/4 and came in second. The Golden Gift horse that won that day was dropping from 7,500. And Morning Lover Rambo beat the third place horse by 4.25 lengths with first time Lasix draw on the outside. Balon can sit on the outside and let the race come to him. I really like this horse a lot. He's 5-1. And for second, I went inside and used 3 Golden Rules. Molina had the choice between him and Shake 'Em Up of Mike Nance's. Molina opted to go with Manley, and Santiago picked up the mount on Shake 'Em Up, and I'll use him for third.
Shake him up as third. Okay. So you went with the 7-1-2?
Yes.
You got a 7-1-2.
And I'm going to throw the fourth.
The fourth?
The 5, Outlaw Joe.
Outlaw Joe. I went with the one horse, 3 Golden Rules, as my top horse there, followed by Outlaw Joe. I like Outlaw Joe. Let's take a look at Outlaw Joe here. And hey, you know what? On paper, it hasn't done anything wrong, Mike.
No, nothing at all.
I mean, the kid works his ass off. They're a 6-year-old gelding, and but sure took a – hasn't still gotten past that 2-lifer, has it?
No. 21 starts.
21 starts. Still has – I mean, in the money constantly. But I got that one coming in second, followed by the 7, Morning Lover. And that's the one that you had down there, Morning Lover Rambo. And you know what? You got a great player. I do like it. I do like it. There's nothing wrong on paper here. And I got the 6 horse here. And I like the 6 because, you know what? They moved it from, they're not afraid to move this horse to a better race. And they moved it to optional allowance claimer there. And didn't do that bad. I mean, I know there was only 5 in the field or something, but you know what? It could have been a lot worse than that.
Yeah, and it's a little deceiving. It shows he gets beat by 16 lengths and finishes 4th. But if you look at the winner just galloped and went by 9. So right. You can, you know, he only got beat 5 lengths for second. So He ran a good race in an allowance race. So
and my fourth place horse, I gave that the six. Okay, and what do you got here, Mike? As your best, let's say your best bet of the day.
I'm gonna go in the six with a 10-to-1 shot. Realty Ian.
That's the sixth one. That's the
sixth
horse
race.
Sixth race. And what's the name of that?
Realty Ian.
And what number is it?
Number two.
Number two. Six horse to number two. What's it going off at?
10-to-1.
10-to-1. That could be your long shot play of the day.
That's
right?
Long shot play of the day.
All right. My long shot play of the day is in the fifth race, and I'm going with Heart of Emily, 5-to-1. That's the one I got there.
Okay.
I'm taking that one. My exacta box play of the day, I'm going with the seventh race. I'm kind of going a little different on you on this one, Mike. I like this one turning out to be a 1-5, 5-1 type of basis. So
right.
I'm jumping on that. And my best bet of the day is the sixth race. And, wow, that's your best.
That's my long shot and best bet of the day.
All right. Well, I'm going with the 5-horse Elizabeth Fever at 8-to-5. so maybe, folks, you could use both our horses here if you're thinking about betting it and you listen to our picks here. Maybe take mine and take his, and that's still going to pay off a nice penny there, $20-$30 on exacta box.
That's right.
$20-$30 on my side, it's going to pay off more if your horse wins on top.
Yeah, probably $120.
Right, there's no question about it. So what's your exacta box play of the day?
Exacta box play of the day is chalk, chalk, chalk. Going to go to the fourth race, and I'm going to box the 1-3, Little Ike and Royal Commish.
That's a great play, too. That's a great play. I don't know, man. I just got a funky feeling about this number 5. Nothing this year at Fairmount Park has surprised me. I mean, you're seeing a lot of horses coming from the back, and they're just mowing them down. It's not like it's kind of been a weird year this year, Mike, because it doesn't seem like the front's holding as much.
Well, I think it's better that way because if you look at some of your payoffs, and you know, in the years past, you would see, you know, out of 7 or 8 races, you would see 5-6 favorites winning every night. It's not like that no more, and the gamblers like it like that.
Yeah.
You know, they want to make some money, and they don't mind losing so much when you've got a shot to make some money.
Right, right. And you know what, like Mike said earlier, there is a great chance you will be making a lot of money if you're playing these maiden claimers and the low-end type of horses at 4,000, anything can happen.
That's right. That's right.
All right. All right. That's our picks for Fairmount Park for Matinee Tuesday. Anything going on out there tomorrow?
No, I think it's supposed to be a pretty nice day. You know, it's, what is it, Horse Hooky Tuesday, I think they call it out there. And they're always a good crowd.
Just the whole atmosphere.
Looks like, yeah, the atmosphere is good. They got a lot of nice people out there. And come out and support them. Buy you a hot dog and drink you a beer or a soda or a lemonade, whatever you want to do, and walk down on the apron. Just a reminder to you guys, these races that are going a mile, we only got one tomorrow, and that's race number 5. But take the kids out. You know, they're out of school. Take them down to the apron. Watch the horses load. Yell at the jockeys. And walk down to the paddock afterwards, and maybe you can get a signed pair of goggles or something.
Right, right.
And tomorrow's Santiago's birthday, so
really?
Maybe give him a happy birthday shout-out.
Yeah, give a little shout-out to Victor Santiago. We're not going to be on tomorrow, so happy birthday, Victor. I hope you enjoyed your birthday because this is going to be tomorrow. So,
right.
So in any case, good luck to you out there. And, folks, I always wanted to ask you this, Mike. Is there anything about going to the paddocks and looking at these horses? I mean, there's some guys that sit there and they look at these damn things. And
especially when it gets hot like this. If you look at a horse and let's say you want to play the 4-horse in particular race, and you see a lot of lather between the back legs, the neck's real sweaty, or shoulder.
Yeah.
When it's hot and this weather starts warming up, you know, they use a lot of energy. And that's showing the nerves. You know, they're piped up. They're ready to run. And sometimes they'll run their race before they get to the gate. And you got to kind of keep an eye on that, especially when it gets hot.
And do you look at horses I don't know. I'd like to find out from you right now. I mean, when you're seeing the horses that don't go in the gate or they're refusing to get in, they're fighting their ass off. Is that a kind of a deterrent on betting that horse? For me, it is. It is.
Yes. Now, on some horses, I know Mike Nance had a horse. It's been 5 or 6 years ago. His name was Mr. Mink. Mm-hmm. And sure. His lifetime mark, it was scary how many races this horse run. And it didn't matter if he didn't want to load or he walked right in.
Right.
It didn't matter with him. He was just contrary to load. Maybe he was a little claustrophobic. You know, some horses are. They're like human beings, only they just can't tell you they're claustrophobic.
Right.
But a lot of cases, when you see a horse that doesn't naturally act like that in the gate and going into the gate, he's telling you he probably don't want to run that day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
So if you've already got your ticket there, make a beeline to the window and cancel it out. Pick somebody else.
Yeah. You know, when I've done that.
Right.
I've done that. I've canceled, like, a pick four, and the horse refused to go in. And when it did go in, here's another aspect of it, too. Got a little crazy in the gate.
Sure.
And I thought, you know what? I think it might have hurt itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and changed the ticket.
Right.
And the damn thing went off and won the
yep.
race.
Sometimes they do that, too.
Yeah. So, in any case, I'd like to be out there tomorrow. If I get a couple minutes, I'll leave the studio, and I got to make some plays. It's like that, man. You get that crave.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm kind of saving up for this Abu Garcia reel that I'm buying.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Man.
Yes, sir. No more Zepco. I'm moving on.
You're like the Jeffersons. You're moving on up.
I'm moving on up with an Abu Garcia reel, that is. Anyway, folks, listen to our show. Thank you for being a part of it. And you know what? Subscribe to this show. Let your friends know about it. The best thing is to leave an iTunes review. Subscribe. It's not that hard. You just did it right now, Mike.
That's right. It took me about 2 minutes.
2 minutes. That's all it was. And boom, you got it on there, and you don't have to find it anymore. And once you subscribe, you'll have the show right there. Thanks a lot, and we will see you guys next time out. Take care, Mike.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.